Your testimony will cause wonders. I say your testimony will cause people to wonder. Before September will be over, something will happen in your life. People will open their mouth and wonder, oh. If you believe it, say yeah. The presence of God is so mighty here. I said the presence of God is so mighty here. Lift up your right hand. Everybody, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. When your right hand is up, it's symbolic of victory. Make sure your right hand is up. I declare you victorious. I declare you victorious. Woman, that battle that you have been facing in your family for the past 13 years, I declare you victorious. Someone here is bound by the foul devil of masturbation. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. In the name of Jesus. Keep your hands up. Say with me, say, I am victorious. Say, I am victorious. Say it again. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan. I told Satan. Get thee behind me. Victory.
Today is mine.
One more time. Victory is mine. Right hand still up. You have won the war over poverty. You have won the war over sicknesses and diseases. You have won the war over depression. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You were sleeping last night and you saw some persons pressing you. Run out now. Come out now. Come out now. They were pressing you at night. Come out now. Quick. Run. Run, run, run to the front. Come out. Come out. Come out. You were being pressed. Lift up your hands. I command that every activity of witches and wizards in your family today marks the end. You will be the one oppressing them now. When they see you, they will feel oppressed. When they see you, they will be afraid. Because the victory is yours in Christ Jesus. Stop. Wave your hands to Jesus, everybody. Wave your hands. Keep your right hand up. Father, we thank you. Our hands are up in victory. As you speak to us again today, establish that victory, especially in our family life. Please permit me. I only say what God says to me, and that is where impact is. There is a young girl in the choir. You just started a relationship with somebody. Not up to 2 months. It's not up to 2 months. Not up to 2 months. I want to be very specific. And the person has given you so many promises. The Spirit of the Lord told me the early hours of this morning. Sorry, but that person does not mean good. He wants to hurt you and leave you. Because if it continues, you will be badly hurt and you may not be able to recover. It may be devastating. Whoever that person is, may the Lord open your eyes now. Then give you the wisdom to walk out. In Jesus' name. Clap for Jesus and take your seat. Someone here who is afraid of the future, maybe because of what is happening to you presently now, you have already judged that if I am going through this thing now, that means it's like the future will be terrible. The Bible says, who is he that saith a thing and it comes to pass when God has not commanded it? Your future will not be terrible. The good news I have for you is that tomorrow has great things in stock for you than today. Because that is his word of promise to us. That your light will shine more and more. So don't be afraid of tomorrow. Tell the person seated by you, say, brother, don't be afraid of tomorrow. Your tomorrow is sure greater than today. So never give in to the lies of the devil. The devil will never show you anything good because he does not have good himself. It is what you have that you give. So he will always show you evil. The Bible says, John 10:10, calls the devil the thief, who cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So everything he shows to you centers around those things. Doesn't have any good thing to show to you. It shows you fear. It tells you that you cannot make it. It tells you based on what you are saying now, it's like tomorrow will be so tough for you. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Don't believe him. Believe only what God says concerning you. Because God is a good God. He has no badness in him. The devil is a bad devil. There is no goodness in him. So you better hold on to what God is saying. Because that is only where your future is guaranteed. What God is saying. Not what people are saying, not what a man is trying to convince you to believe. It is what the word of the Lord says. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we serve a God that is in control of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Your tomorrow is secure. Tell the person by you, Tell the person, say, fear not. Fear not. There is a better tomorrow ahead of you. Tell him or her, fear not. God is in charge and he does not make mistakes. Tell the person, say, rejoice. Because where you are going is better than where you are coming from. Say, where you are going is better than where you are coming from. Smile, because your future is bright. And that is the truth. That's our heritage as Christians, as believers. Where we are going to is always better. As Christians, we don't have the testimony of a better yesterday. It is from level to level. The graph goes like this. The graph goes like this. I don't know what they taught you in economics, that when the graph begins to go like this and that at the time, it will plateau. That's economics. That's economics. But we have Godnomics. Hallelujah. You don't bring divine affairs to begin to analyze on mundane tables. God is too big to be boxed by man, by our theologies, by our ideas, by what people are saying, by the principles of life. God has no respect for your principle, except your principle has regard for his word. And that is why I'm assuring you this morning that your tomorrow will be better than your today. Don't be afraid. Fear not appears over 365 times in the Bible. So you can take one per day. One per day. For today there is a fear not. Hold on to it. 1 Samuel 2:21. 1 Samuel 2:21. And the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. So by destiny, by your makeup, you are meant to change levels. The child grew. It did not remain stagnant. That is your calling. Your business should grow. Your academics should advance. Your ministry should make progress. And the child Samuel grew. You have a destiny of divine growth. Unhindered growth. You have a destiny of improvement. That same 1 Samuel chapter 2, when you look at verse 26, I just want to establish this, and then in a few minutes we are done. It's our covenant day for a glorious family. 1 Samuel 2:26, still talking about Samuel. The Bible says there, and the child Samuel grew on. Are you seeing it? The first one says the child grew, and then the child grew on. That is continuity. Your prosperity will not stop. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I say your prosperity will not stop. Some of you here, as you make progress, and it's the devil that brings the thoughts. If I say it now, you'll say, oh, this thing comes to my mind. It's the devil. The devil speaks to people every day. It depends on whether you respond to him or not. Have you not been in a situation where some good things are just happening in a cycle, and a voice comes that, what if this thing stop now? That is not the voice of the Lord. And the child grew on. God is not afraid of your growth. God is not intimidated by your success. In fact, he rejoices at your expansion. When you are changing level, heaven rejoices. Don't ever think that heaven frowns when you make progress. They are waiting for you to make the first mistake so that they'll say, we stop the flow. It's a lie from the pit of hell. For whatsoever the Lord God doeth is forever. It's forever. If you are passing in your exam, God wants you to pass. Keep passing. Somebody say, keep passing. Keep passing. If you like, go and write it in Neko. Keep passing. If your marriage is sweet, let it be sweetened on. That is, God is happy with you. I'm telling you the truth. If your children are doing well, let them keep doing well. God will not come and tell you at night that, okay, you are doing more than yourself now. Is it because you have children that are blessed? Don't worry, when do we fall sick now? Tell the devil, get thee behind me. I'm telling you the truth. If you are making money, God's mind is that you should keep making the money. God is not a God that will tie a rope of limitation on your waist. When you are advancing, it will not draw you back. Come, your own is too much now. Still, it's a lie, yo, not lie. Are you hearing me? If there is love in your home, God wants the love to grow on, and the child grew on, and the child grew on. And was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. That is the plan of God. I pray for you this morning. Nothing will stop your God-ordained advancement. Nothing will stop your progress. You will move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. It's only the devil that frowns when people prosper. Only Satan, now they frown. Then some human being, when they don't possess too, then they self they frown. When you frown at people's progress, go and do deliverance on yourself. Lock yourself in your room and say, God, the way they behave, I don't like them. I tell you the truth, that's personal deliverance. And it's very effective. Lock your door, only you. Say, which one I call the verse when people they prosper now? I don't like them, oh God. Change me, oh. Change me. I don't like this habit, oh. I don't like them. Personal deliverance. It works like fire. It's only the devil that is angry when people prosper. For the Lord delighted. He delights in the prosperity of his children. What is prosperity? You are thinking prosperity is just only money. Money is one of the aspects of prosperity. Know it now. Hello? Money is just one of the many aspects of prosperity. Prosperity means advancement, roundabout. Your health is in place, your business in place, not without challenges. In the midst of the challenges, you are still making progress. Family is advancing. Your job is moving forward. That is what is prosperity. And the Bible says God delights when his children prosper. That is why you must resist anything that celebrates stagnation. Hate it. Because it's not of God. God has never enjoyed keeping people on one spot. Your prosperity is God's joy. Your prosperity is heaven's joy. Covenant day of a glorious family. Get seated, please. Now, it takes glory to make the journey of life sweet, oh. I said it last Sunday. And so today we want to focus on the family. How many of you don't have a family here? You don't have a family. I'm not saying how many of you is not married. So you can see that you have a family. This will interest you. God never intended the church to exist. Did it shock you? God never intended. The church is just God's contingency plan. In business, we have what we call contingency plans, where you put something in place. Say, if this one not work, we will fall back to this. God's original agenda to bring joy to the people he created is the family. God did not create the church first, or he did not establish the church first. It was when Satan came and tried to scatter the garden arrangement, that was when God now sent his son to come and restore man. This time now, not the garden of Eden now, but the garden of the kingdom. But God's original purpose for man to just be with his family and enjoy the garden forever. It was when the devil came and deceived the man through the woman. That was when God's contingency plan of salvation now came. I tell you. And that's to show you how important the family is. Very, very important. If you miss the impact you are supposed to get from your family, your life may not be balanced again. Many people play down on family life. And it is a dangerous thing for you to play down on your family life. Very dangerous. Because when you get it right on the family front, your destiny is going in the right direction. Genesis 2:18. Look at it. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." The family union is an institution of help. It's a platform of help. It's a platform of grace. It is a platform of the anointing, where you receive unction to manifest in life. Many families are dysfunctional, displaced, and values are disregarded. And you think you can succeed without a balanced family life? No. In verse 15, follow me quickly, of that same Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. "And the Lord took the man and put him into the garden." That is a family. To do what? To dress it and to keep it. 2:15, not 2:16. 2:15. "And the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." Can I tell you something? Any man or woman, boy or girl, that shies away from the responsibility of destiny will never become great. Destiny comes with responsibility. He didn't put them there and say, "Just enjoy." He said, "Dress it and keep it." To keep means to protect, to guide, to nurture, to preserve, to honor. Every destiny comes with a responsibility. Especially young men and women, hear me. If you are irresponsible, especially as it affects your destiny demands, greatness will elude you. I tell you the truth. There is no two way about it. Destiny has the price tag of what? Responsibility. Dress it and keep it. Let me have that. The basket. Let me have a chair. That chair. Thank you. Put it here. Now, see how some young men and women, or some people, how they live their destiny. This is the world, full of devourers, full of distractions, full of the threefold ministry of the devil to steal, kill, and destroy. And then, this is how some people, they live their life. Some young girls are this careless. Any brother that talks to them, yes, I love you. I love you times two. Destiny calls for caution and consciousness. Why is it that people don't sleep from morning to night, 24 hours? For 13 years, somebody is sleeping. Because there is a time to sleep. There is a time to be awake. But some people are just sleeping. I'm not talking about physical sleep. Spiritually, they are sleeping. Those who sleep when they are not supposed to sleep, things slip out of their hands. Dress it and keep it. To dress means, that means from time to time, you should be going there. From time to time, give your destiny attention. Dress it, dress it, dress it, dress it, keep it. To keep means to protect it. Let me give you an example of keeping. Joseph had a glorious destiny, and Potiphar's wife came and said, boy, come, let me help you to destroy your life. That's what she came for. But she painted it with, Joseph, you're such a handsome boy. Devil will never come and tell you, hey, come, I want to kill you. If somebody comes and say, guy, come. Your star is shining. Let's go somewhere. When we get to that place, once we finish everything we are doing, that star will just leave your head. Come, let's go. Will you follow me?
No.
The devil always quotes his strategy. Are you hearing me? If you think that Potiphar's wife said, Joseph, come and sleep with me so that your destiny will be destroyed. She's not talking like that. She was so romantic. She was so caring in her words. If not for the understanding Joseph had, that's it. Joseph, your destiny is in your hands. Dress it and keep it. That was what was guiding Joseph. So when the woman came with all her manipulation, he remembered that word. And then you know how he withdrew. How many times have you withdrawn from something that has the tendency to destroy you? Can I talk to my girls? It's not everywhere you go. Be everywhere people they go, you they go. It doesn't make you popular. What are you looking for popularity for? It's not everywhere. It's not everything that you do. You must be selective. Selective people are the ones that fulfill destiny. You must be selective with carefulness. I tell you! It's not every raining cloth that you will wear. Even if it is the one in vogue, because of pressure, you can't buy them. Enter your room, wear them for front of mirror. Ode for way, wami daughter. If you not fit. Some things may fit you, but does it fit into your conscience? Does it fit into your conscience? See, they tell me. Dress it And keep it. We are talking about family. Because all these things I'm saying now, they are values that the family will give to you. Family values. I said that God's original intention was not to establish church. I tell you the truth. His intention was just for there to be families. Pastor! Families, 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 and then they live happily. But when the devil came, he said, okay, let me bring something that will rescue these people. But the family is still in place. Keep it back. Note this. God's original intent, like I said, for the man and the woman he placed in the garden was for them to enjoy in that garden forever. That was his original intention, to live as a family forever. And that plan still stands. It still stands. The moment you begin to place the value or acknowledge the value that God placed in family life, you will see how your destiny will begin to take shape. I tell you the truth. Family life. Can I have a handbag? Can I have a handbag? Are you afraid? You think I want to take the money? Some people carry family as handbag. It tire you. Don't take the family like that. The family is not handbag. If you like, you can call it hat bag. It should be in your heart. If family life is in your heart, no matter the tension in your family, you're not going to run. You will work it out. You will work it out! Especially for something that God's hand is upon. Ooh, when you know that God's hand, you know the reason why I didn't run when this church, when we're building, when it collapsed 2 times, is because I know. That the hand of God is upon it. So, when it fell 2 times, permit me, I want to borrow a word because it will send a message to you. I said, we die here. We die here. Here? We die here. Here where God is. So. You live where God is. Where you can't go now? Oh, we die here. Tine make a dia tine na. Here. So, no matter how tough your marriage is, friends, sit there and work it out. Because it is the will of God. Work it out. Woman, don't give your husband tension because he doesn't have money. Work it out with him. Work it out. You won't leave him. Yeah, you won't leave him. Go now. So when money comes, you will run back. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out. You are in a relationship. You know the brother is of God, the sister is of God. And then distractions are coming. My friend, work it out. Especially if you know and you are sure that it is the will of God. Not wrong. Work it out. Work it out. Come and take your bag. You gave me a bag. I want to give you the anointing. Leave her. Anything that has the hand of God, we go through the test of fire. Except God had not denied go born. He said, the word of the Lord has been tried 7 times in fire. Woman, don't run and leave your husband now. Don't run away like that. Help the man. I speak by God's Spirit. Don't leave him like that. Work with him. When last did you hold your hands together and pray? When last did you join your hands together? Or if he doesn't want to pray with you, when last did you lock yourself in the room and say, God, help my husband, save my husband, deliver my husband? When last did you pray for him? Family life. There is a glory that is reserved for the family. Please go for it. Enjoy it. Number two, also, a solid or glorious family setup is a big threat to the devil, and so it is a target of the devil. Are you following me? There are two things the devil fights on this earth: the family and the church. So if you have to stand for your family. Stand for the truth, the word of God. Stand for the church. The church is a threat to the devil. The family is a threat to the devil. That is why the attacks. Psalm 127, verse 3, quickly. Psalm 127, verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Verse 5. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Let me use this moment to just say a word concerning what many of you have been seeing trending on Facebook about one young man who has been possessed by the devil. And then he thinks he can use, he can ride to the top by attacking men who are already up. I pity him because he's going to be a bad example if he does not repent. You will see the end of that man. A few persons are saying, why will men of God now be replying him? Why will they not reply? Because if they don't reply the way they are replying, some people will not take that as a ministry. Before you know, devil will use one person now. Maybe in this church, God forbid. And then he begins to, in fact, that day, I won't say anything. I will just go to my room. I know how to do some things. Gibbis bibisis. Gibbis bibibis. You know how far. You know how far. You can go and interpret it. Nonsense. Just The other day, somebody was saying that he's just a smart boy. If you want to be smart, why not do other things that are okay, that people that will not bring traffic? You are insulting an anointed servant of God. You've killed yourself. Now he's afraid that they should come and he's already, I don't want to use any words, but may God, please don't follow nonsense. So, are you hearing me? And I see some who are even saying that they are Christians. When you see their comment, I say, I will now go and check the person's page. They see them hypocrites. How can you be fighting the church of God? Daddy Freeze has only one chance, and that is the chance of repentance. Saul was doing it. He was doing it. Are you a Christian? We'll go and call them. Persecuting Christians. Fighting the church. And Jesus appeared to him. Knocked him first. Took his sight. He said, "Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?" "I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest." It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. But thank God, he surrendered. If Saul didn't surrender that day, he would have been a blind man forever. Because it was after he asked for the salvation that Jesus said, "Go and meet a man. He will lay his hands on you, and then your eyes will be opened." He would have been a blind man. You cannot talk about our fathers and you think we'll keep quiet. We will fight you to the last. Chase you out of the earth. Chase you out. Because we know the impact that our fathers have made on us. Then you see one. Now come and be talking. Rubbish. Rubbish and nonsense. That kind of person is somebody that was not brought up with family values. That's where I'm going to. No value. No value. That is why parents, if you see your children towing one kind of line, correct them quick. Maybe that's, I don't want to. Maybe in his school days, he's always teasing people. Let me say, they're teasing people, just attacking people. There are people like that. They castigate everything. They criticize everything. They talk bad about everything. When Enenche gave wash him down, I think he hid himself. You think people who are pastors are failures? Think they are failures? When he reeled the profile of this man you are fighting, somebody who has employed over 35,000 persons and is not owing them salary, things are working, two universities running, number one in Nigeria, you heard it. Then you come like one albino. Be talking anyhow because your hair is fried. Is it? I'm saying this from this altar of God. I may not make all those comments on their comment, but I'm saying this from this altar. That's to show you that I hate that thing. Everybody should be careful, though. Are you hearing me? Don't put your hand in what will bring cost to you. Because if that man doesn't repent, he has heaped curses on his head. You dare not. Who born you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you are here and you are his fan, unfan him now. Because some people may just be, yes, we have the men in church. Save yourself so that you don't go and perish for nothing's sake. That's not a ministry. Number three, write down as we get ready to close now, please. It is not an error or mistake, neither is it an accident that you are from that your family. Don't ever see it that you are from the wrong family. The fact that you are born into that family, there is a purpose for your being there. I pray for you that your family is not cursed. I say your family is not cursed. Your family is not a cursed family. Your family is blessed in the name of Jesus. I will mention three things you need to put in place for you to have a glorious family, and we'll rise up and pray now. Number one, you must see the family institution as a spiritual institution as it is. They taught us in social studies that the family is one of the social institutions. That's social studies. But this is spiritual studies. Amen. The family is a spiritual institution. It's a spiritual institution. Don't see it as an idea of man. The family is an idea of God, not man's idea. It's a spiritual entity. Do you know, by virtue of the family you come from, some doors can open for you? Is it by virtue of that, because of the spiritual oil, because of the unction that is upon that family, some doors can just open for you naturally? That's how spiritual the family is. That's how spiritual it is. That is why when I see children who don't give respect to their parents, it pains me. Because if you disobey your parents, if you curse your parents, instead of you inheriting blessing from that family, you can inherit a curse. You can incur a curse that will stop so many things from happening in your life. Stop it! In Warri those days, there is this girl that beats the mother. She beats the mother. You won't believe it. She beats the mother silly. And then people will start holding her. She said, "We kill her." If that girl has not repented, I don't think she will be anywhere now. She will be a wasted fellow. Because you can't do that. Beat your mother. Beat your father. Even if they are drunk. Noah was drunk. And the sons covered their father's nakedness. Yes, they saw the nakedness. But they say, "God forbid." Why the other two ran? Or one of them, sorry, ran and say, "Una can't see my papa." Oh, went to call people from outside. "Come and see my papa. Come and see him. This man, if he say, nah, he did very spiritual. Come and see him. He don't drink." Then the other two say, "God forbid that we see our father's nakedness." Not to talk of going to call people. They now held the cloth and they started moving backward like this. A man that was drunk, that didn't know where he was, but his spirit was alive. And his spirit lifted up and blessed the sons that covered him. And that same spirit, a drunken man, lifted up and cursed the other one. Mind what you do to your fathers and your mothers. Not to talk of your spiritual parents. If you don't understand, seal your mouth. I have never one day spoken against my spiritual parents. I see them as perfect. Even if they are not, I see them as, and it helps my relationship. It helps me to secure their blessings easily. How can you form a group of persons that will be talking against church authority or talking against your pastors? For what? Analyzing what you are not even supposed to analyze. Who made you the judge? Are you the one that called them? You are questioning what you are not supposed to question? When you do that, sorry, they may not see you. But for everyone anointed of God, there is the spirit of the anointing. The person can be sleeping. And you are saying it after already sleeping, not they hear. The spirit behind that anointing can rise up and place a limitation on your life. Be careful. Some years ago, my father, Papa Ayo Richard Jaffo, was ministering. You know, those days he likes this curly hair, you know, just take it to the back. So some deputy Jesuses and the assistant Marys, the scribes and the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Why? Papa will be ministering in church. They will draw their house. You know those brothers? I bind them from this church. Bind them. Those ones, they put their trousers here. They will not go to the back. When message wants to start, they will not join their hands. Let us pray for him to be saved. This pastor is carnal. Oh Lord, every spirit of carnality. There was one that was doing it every time. It's only sisters that are not well dressed. Now they see. What is this? This your skirt, and this your skirt. Sit down. Sit where? This your skirt, eh? In all time, I give one girl belly. Praise God. Spirituality is not in jin jin jin. Not in jin jin jin. Now, before we just get born again, when we see brothers, they're like, Father, Father. I said, Jesus will never start to. Sometimes I will be tempted to want to go and do it too. Father. Instead of me to pray my normal prayer, why I not say, God, I'll come one actor. The thing not the flash, I say, God, I can't kill myself. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, I thank you. Anything that is me that will not glorify your holy name, take it from me, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Number two. For number one, I gave to you, write Psalm 68 verse 8 quickly. Psalm 68 verse 8. God setteth the solitary in families. I'm not saying that anybody that is praying and doing head like this now, it's not spiritual. Though. Be very, very careful. Are you hearing me? All you have to do, just be yourself. Be in the spirit and don't pretend. That is it. So if at all your prayer is that you must do like this and you are in the spirit, please do it very well. Are you hearing me? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, Psalm 68 verse 8. And then number two, find out your God-given role in that family and be ready to give yourself to it. As a father, there is a God-given role you have to play. Irrespective of how you are feeling, please just play it. Because that's the only way you can please God. As a mother, as a wife, what you are supposed to do in that home, biblically, please just do it, no matter how you feel. And then as a son, a daughter in that family, do what is biblically suggested for children to do, no matter how you feel. For you to obey your parents, just do it. That is the only way you can secure the blessing in the family. Ephesians 6, 1 to 10. We'll not read it, but please, when you get home, read it. It talks about children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. But when you disobey them, it will not be well with you. So everyone in the family has a role to play. Lastly, believe, receive, and stand for the value of a glorious family. Believe it, receive it, and stand for it. Psalm 22 verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. No matter what, parents, tell your children the truth. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? No matter what, as a parent, tell your children the truth. Even if the child is frowning into our face, tell the child the truth. That is the greatest help you can give to your children. Don't hide truth because you want to pamper them. Even if you pamper the child, still tell the child the truth. Say, don't cry again, but don't do it again. That thing is not your own. Don't fight for another person's thing. It's okay, don't cry. Sorry. It's okay, but next time, don't. No matter what, tell them the truth. The child may be angry with you for that moment. Tomorrow, that child will thank God for you. The truth. My mother has never lied to us. Truth is truth. She will slam it on your face. Anyhow you feel, she will leave you. But I hold her in high esteem. She has never encouraged me one day to do evil. Not small. I will always hear, "Onoro de onyorona onyomare, Jowo." Don't speak English, but I say it's not good. Stop it. Tell them the truth. Stand for the truth. As a young girl, stand for the truth. Young boy, stand for the truth. Fornication is bad. As a young man who is not married, it is what? It is bad. Married man, adultery is bad. It is what? Bad. Even if your wife encouraged, I heard this thing somewhere, I thought it's a lie. There are things that are happening. A woman was encouraging the husband. Then you know, do small. No carry disease, can't give me, sha. So long say, if I won't go market, you give me money. That kind of man go happy. Amen. Degraded life. Encouraging the man. Oh, small. What nonsense? I say, what nonsense? Stand to your feet. We want to pray now as we close. This topic is so wide that you can talk about it for 3 months. I can run a series. I tell you the truth. I can run a series of teaching. First 4 Sundays is gone. Another 4 Sundays, we are still on it. So, but this is just like to psych you up, for you to be awake, to be conscious of the place of a glorious family life. We want to pray for our families here today. We cannot say that families are not under attack. It could be that what you are experiencing in your family may be as a result of an attack. So you just see your children misbehaving. You see your husband not behaving well. The wife doing her own sickness. Everything just as if what is happening here. That may not be your fault. But now, if you fail to pray, it now becomes your fault. In 1 minute, I want us to open our mouth and thank God first for our family. It doesn't matter what your family is going through. It doesn't matter what your marriage is going through right now. Open your mouth and thank God first, because God is a faithful God. Go ahead and thank Him. Just play something very low and slow. Not too high on the keyboard. Thank God for your family. Many families will be delivered here today from oppression of the devil. The family is of God, and it's a spiritual institution ordained by God for the emancipation of destinies. Thank God for your family. You are about to marry. Thank God for that new family that is about to be established. It's our covenant day of a glorious family. Thank God for your family. Thank God for your family. Give Him praise. Thank God for your family. Go ahead. Any family you appreciate God for, we begin to appreciate. I see stagnation breaking from your family. I see backwardness breaking from your family. Fruitlessness breaking loose from your family. In the name of Jesus. There are 3 prayer points God gave to me. I'm going to pray them. Very, very important. If you are here, you are suffering, you know it, from the effect of a broken home. Please come. When the effects of broken homes are not well handled, it results to broken destinies. Yes, you came from a broken home. Would that not lead for your destiny to be broken? No. Please come. You know you are suffering from the effect. You may have been from a broken home, but maybe you have conquered it. Fine, don't come out. There are persons who are from a broken family, but they have lived above it. It's not affecting them again. God has helped them. There are those like that. You don't need to come out. But when you know that you are going through what you are going through as a result of a broken home, please come. There is help for you. God is able to do. God is able to do just what He says He will do. Just sing it 2 times, I will pray for them. Just begin to talk to God, because there is deliverance for you. Yes, you came from a broken home. Does not mean your destiny will be broken. You are going to make a difference. My friend, come. He's gonna fulfill.